All right, our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's been a long time since we have sat down to talk.
It has been. And I want to start by saying I'm really enjoying your Facebook posts.
Oh, good. Well, we're working hard on that, and we hope more people will notice that. And what we're really trying to do, Pud, since you've given me the opportunity to talk about it for a moment, is get people to now post things themselves.
Oh, okay.
See?
I'll know that.
It's a group page. You do that.
I will.
And comment, and we'll just, you know, get it going as a kind of a community thing.
So sounds great.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Sure.
We wanted to talk to you about a campaign that's about to start in Greenville, and as with everything in Greenville, you're right in the middle of it. But this is a big improvement campaign for the Greenville Municipal Auditorium.
Absolutely. For the first time since the building was built 75 years ago, there is a major campaign to replace the seats. And all you have to say is if you've ever sat through a concert there, you know why this has to be done.
You know, I knew those seats were old, but I wouldn't have guessed that they've been there from the very beginning.
They're the original seats.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course, the one thing that they have done to improve them, they've put a 1-inch foam padding on them.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was originally, if you recall, when we were growing up, it was wooden base.
Oh, is that right?
And then they still have the wooden backs, but these are going to be beautiful new seats that are padded. Front and back, they're going to be slightly wider because in this world we're all a little wider. They also are going to have deeper aisles. There won't be quite as many seats. You won't seat as many when they're done, but there'll be deeper aisles. The seats will completely pop up when you stand up as opposed to you're having to push them up. And they're going to be offset. So, which means that when you sit down, you're not going to be craning your neck to the left or right to see the stage. That to me is one of the biggest improvements of all, is the fact you're really going to be able to see the stage.
You'd be looking over someone's shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Instead of trying to look through their head.
Yeah. Now there's an event, and that will be Thursday night to kind of kick this off.
Yes. Actually, it's Thursday afternoon, beginning at 5:30, and it is going to be on the stage of the GMA. Which is what everybody calls the Greenville Municipal Auditorium. Now, that's so long. They've modernized it to the GMA. And we thought it would be fun to actually have it on the stage. We didn't want to make anybody sit in the seats. But there's going to be, it's just going to be an event that kicks off the campaign to purchase seats. And they're going to talk about the history of the GMA, some of the great artists that have played there. They're actually even going to have a video booth set up where you can sit down and tell memories of a concert that you attended or a time you performed on the stage, whatever it may be. So the idea is to build a memory library as part of this as well.
That's fun.
Yeah.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville and a big improvement campaign getting started for the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, the GMA. As you say, to replace the more than 75-year-old seats in that building.
Yes.
And it's just been this year, right, that the Municipal Auditorium observed its 75th anniversary.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Yeah. So how much are you trying to raise?
It's going to be just under $500,000 to replace all of the seats. And as the campaign kicks off, the nice thing is, thanks to some generous donors, we're already nearly halfway there.
Wow.
I know it. And because of that, the seats are not going to be, you know, the seats are going to be $325 a piece, which really, when you think about a seat that's going to be designed to last for 50 years, I think that's a pretty remarkable price. And each seat will have a plaque on it that will bear the name of the donor or whoever you wish to honor or memorialize. So every single seat will say donated by.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the record is pretty good for those seats lasting a long time.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
So.
And, you know, the thing that's wonderful is that auditorium is a real gem. The acoustics are absolutely extraordinary. And there has been more use in it in the last few years. And, of course, we have such an amazing history. Everybody from Elvis Presley to Duke Ellington and Count Basie played there years ago. You know, and then recently we've had Loretta Lynn. We've had
Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah, exactly. That whole concert that was so awesome. You know, and they've got some. We've got. I'll be back to talk to you about the concert coming up.
Well, there is one, and I don't know if you're referring to Don Williams, the great country performer. Wednesday, March 11th, coming up, and.
That's yes. No, I'm talking about a benefit concert.
Oh.
And then later this summer they're going to have the Numb Butts concert.
Okay. We'll definitely have to spend some time talking talking about that and explain that one. But yeah, Don Williams, the great country performer from the 70s and 80s, mostly most of his hits were then, but he's still going strong. So that's another example of how
the Threadgill concert series has been so wonderful that great. Larry Green Jr. has put together. We are the envy of so many communities. To try to build that thing today would cost millions of dollars.
Right.
And, the fact that we can recondition the seats for less than $500,000, when you think about it, that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, again, now this event that kicks it off is Thursday evening at 5:30,
Correct. But you can also go to the website, which is gmaseatcampaign.com. And you can find out everything you need to know, and you can make a donation directly online.
All right, good. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I love it. Thank you.
As always, right. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.